You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Greenpeace has announced an upcoming March for Nature in response to the current government's environmental policies, which Greenpeace has called a war on nature. Their website says this protest is targeting the fast-track consent bill, which undermines democracy and citizenry. I spoke to Greenpeace spokesperson Sinead Deighton-O'Flynn about the upcoming march. I started by asking what the demands of the march were.
Yes, so the Luxon-led government has declared a war on nature. They have released a raft of policies that attack environmental protection, and one of these is the Fast Track Approvals Bill. That is a radically anti-environment bill that basically seeks to undermine democracy, public participation, typically, and all of our existing environmental protections. So we have announced the March for Nature, which is on Saturday, 8th of June at 1 p.m. in Altea Square, and we're demanding that they stop the fast track, they stop the war on nature.
I want to ask a bit more about the fast track consent bill. It's gotten thousands of submissions in opposition already. Why is it so controversial?
Yeah, great question. So the Fast Track Approvals Bill is a bill that would allow development projects to bypass all of the usual checks and balances that are in place to protect the environment and put the power to approve projects into the hands of just three ministers. So it basically attempts to silence communities by removing public input into what development projects happen. It could potentially usher in projects such as seabed mining, mining on conservation land, and massive new irrigation schemes. If you like, the best way to explain it is really with an example. So Trans-Tasman Resources are a mining company who have been vying to mine the seabed off of the coast of Taranaki for the last 10 years, and they have faced almost unanimous opposition from the community, iwi, local groups, fishery industries, even the local council. It has been thrown out in the courts over the last 10 years. But in recent weeks, it's been revealed that that company, TTR, have actually been invited to apply via the fast track. This is a project that would see 50 million tons of seabed mined every single year, iron sand extracted, and then what is left over just dumped back into the ocean in areas where there's endangered seabirds, pygmy whales, Maui dolphins. It's an incredibly destructive project, and the Fast Track Approvals Bill would just undo a decade of resistance and legal processes, and with the flick of a pen and three ministers giving it the go-ahead, it could just happen.
And who is behind the March for Nature? Is it exclusively Greenpeace in opposition to the Fast Track consent?
No. So as you alluded to before, thousands of people have submitted on the Fast Track bill. So the March for Nature is a coalition of groups, including Greenpeace, Forest and Bird, Coromandel Watchdog, Kiwis Against Seabed Mining, WWF, 350 Aotearoa, many, many more groups. As I say, people across the country are opposing this bill.
And what are some of the other policies this coalition of groups are against that go beyond just the Fast Track Consent Bill?
Yeah, absolutely. So they have announced that they intend to dismantle freshwater protections. We already know that there are many lakes and rivers in New Zealand that are already degraded. People in rural areas of New Zealand are struggling with high nitrate levels in their drinking water, and the Luxon-led government are actually seeking to worsen those problems. That's just one of the things. They're also looking at restarting offshore oil and gas exploration. Basically the war on nature is endless.
Is the upcoming protest similar to the school strikes we've seen in recent years?
Yeah, what's so interesting about the Fast Track Approvals Bill is that just people from all demographics have been opposing it. Basically, it's anyone who cares about wildlife, the birds, whales, dolphins, forests, rivers, and lakes of Aotearoa. We're all really upset about this. It's lawyers and psychologists, people that are concerned about democracy and upholding tipiriti. So it is just a vast swathe of people that have shown opposition and that care about the issue. And we are expecting that people from all of these demographics will be showing up to the March for Nature.
That was Greenpeace's Sinead Dayton O'Flynn on the upcoming March for Nature. The march is taking place on Saturday, June 8th at 1 p.m. in Altea Square.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.